Say Yes, written by Bella Catby and read by Eos Rose. Adam isn't the way Michael thought he would be. His other vessels, when he'd taken them, had been willing. They'd understood what was at stake and offered themselves without revision. Admittedly, before possessing John Winchester in exchange for saving his wife's life, the last time Michael had been to Earth had been during the Renaissance, and people were more willing to believe in the goodness of God, and proud to have been chosen by his first archangel. Adam raged against him at first. Michael kept him confined to one room. He gave Adam everything he needed, but he didn't let him leave, and he watched him constantly. Adam was embarrassed at first, but eventually he grew used to the constant attention. "You promised I could see my mom," he shouted at Michael, and Michael sighed. "And you have not fulfilled your part of our deal, Adam. You have not given me yourself." Adam snarled, crossing his arms over his chest. "I don't want to help you. I don't care. Kill me again. Send me back. I'm not helping you." Michael waved his hand, bringing Adam food, and continued to watch him, but he did not engage with the boy any longer. Adam had a way of making every conversation about his refusal, and Michael wanted to teach him to say yes. "My brothers are coming," Adam repeated to himself, rocking back and forth on the beautiful bed Michael had crafted for him. Michael sat at the end and watched him. "I have brothers," he said, and Adam turned unbelieving eyes on him. "Yes, ones you want to kill. I'm not helping out," he said, going back to his muttering, and Michael shook his head. He wanted Lucifer to ask for forgiveness, to come back to them, but since he would not, then Michael had to kill him. It was the only outcome that would be acceptable. Michael made certain he was the only one that Adam saw. No one else gave Adam what he needed. He made Adam's survival reliant on his appearance, and slowly Adam seemed to respond to his appearance. Michael meant food. Michael meant conversation. Adam was slowly starved of everything unless Michael was with him, and while it was cruel, Michael knew it was for a good cause. Adam would come to realize it one day. He was still sarcastic, still unwilling to see that Michael's way was the only way, but at least he did not flinch now when Michael touched him. Days went by, months. Time was unreal in the room Michael confined the boy to, and slowly he stripped away Adam's defenses. Finally, he got Adam to beg him to stay, to admit that he was afraid to be left without Michael, that he feared Michael would never come back for him. It was wrong when Adam kissed him. Wrong when Adam couldn't understand that his dependence was a spiritual one and not physical, but Michael didn't refuse him. He kissed Adam back, laying the boy out on the bed. He stripped away his clothes, dirty, filthy relics of the time before Adam came to him. He'd already seen the boy's soul, seen the brightness and the goodness of him, and now his soul belonged to Michael. Adam welcomed him inside his body greedily, a parody of that act that would allow Michael to consume him, to take his form. He knew he shouldn't allow Adam to sully the bond they would have together, but Adam's fingers clenched at his shoulder, drawing Michael's nearer, and his whole clenched around the cock he had woven for himself, drawing Michael into the core of him. Adam was tight, blindingly warm, and Michael knew that if he loved wearing Adam's body as much as he loved being in him, then he would never give up this vessel. "Your brothers are not coming," he told Adam, as Adam writhed beneath him, body forced open to accommodate Michael. "There is no one, Adam, no one but me. I am your everything now. Do you understand that?" "Yes," Adam breathed. And Michael looked into his eyes and saw the consent there. "Yes." Michael let him come before he took control of the boy's body. Adam's soul settled into a peaceful, relaxed sleep, and Michael was left with the sticky wetness between thighs he had moments ago been thrusting between, and an ache which told him he would have to have Adam Milligan's form of salvation again very soon. The end.